I just celebrated this summer 50 years since the Rebbe wrote me two words to accept the position of the principal of the girls' high school of Chabad in London. And Freddy, Mendel Kohosky's wife, was one of our talmidos. Rabbi Kahn was in the boys' school.
Look to my left.
With our sons. Wait, this is cutting.
This is Herzog.
Oh, wow.
Fagans and Herzog. See why I bring people together?
I was also the teacher of his father.
That's right.
In the 1960s.
No.
So we go back a little bit. But you guys are really lucky to have a rabbi like Rabbi Morty. I can see the charisma, the power that's over there. I was 10 years before I became, I'm in England, I'm from Brooklyn originally, you can tell. But the first 10 years I worked with students, that's when Jonathan Sacks, we'll speak about him later, he was a student of mine, and I used to have a share with him in his room in Cambridge. And there's a lot to tell about his connection with the Rebbe. That would be beautiful, informative about Yitzhak, but we'll come to that later. L'chaim.
L'chaim. It's a cool.
Hashem should help that we should come closer. L'chaim. About 65 years ago in London, a woman was very ill, and there were no hopes for her to recover. And our head shliach, Rabbi Sudak, Olav HaShalom, he told her she was like from a very frum community, but not Chabad, to ask the Rebbe for a bracha. That was some advice. So she wrote a letter and she got the advice and a bracha, and miraculously this illness disappeared. Rebbe's story. Now, her rabbi was not a chassid. I met him later on. He was a very beautiful person, very close to Chabad, but at that time he did not understand what is a Rebbe. How could you go and write a letter to somebody overseas? Those days there was no WhatsApp and no direct dialing and no faxes, and it was a half a week's wage to talk three minutes overseas on the phone. You had to write a letter. So he said to the rabbi, to the Chabad rabbi, the non-Chabad rabbi said, it says in the Torah that Hagar and Yishmael were stranded in a wilderness, and Yishmael was very sick and he was dying, and it says that she was crying and he was crying, and then the Torah says, and God listened to the voice of the lad. Vayishma Elokim al kol hanar. God listened to the voice of that boy, and his mother saw a well of water, a spring, and he was healed. And Rashi says, you know, this proves that the person who is sick, the person who needs a salvation, their prayer is more effective than the prayer of a stranger. So this rabbi said, why do you go and tell a woman to write a letter overseas, 3,000 miles away, to get a prayer? Why don't you tell her she should pray a bit harder herself, because the prayer of the person who's sick is better? Now somehow, that question reached the Rebbe himself. And the Rebbe said as follows: the idea of going to a rabbi and going to a chacham, to a leader, to pray, is not a Chabad innovation. Chabad's around for 200 years. It's not a Hasidic innovation. Hasidim are around for 300 years. It's something which is in the Talmud itself. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Talmud, that if somebody in a house, in a home, is sick, then they should go to the Chacham, they should go to a rabbi and ask him to pray for them. So you cannot go and criticize Chabad that people go to the Rebbe to ask for a bracha and to ask for advice, because it says it in the Talmud. That's what the Rebbe said, number one. But then the Rebbe said, number two, but you still have a problem. There's a contradiction. In the Torah, there shouldn't be a contradiction. Rashi in the Chumash says, also based on the Talmud, that the sick person who prays for themselves is more effective, is more potent than somebody else praying for them. And the Talmud says, go to a rabbi, somebody else. So third of all, the Rebbe says, the solution is, a Rebbe is not somebody else. You hear? A Rebbe is not somebody else. A Rebbe is what's called a neshama klolis, a corporate soul, a general soul, which contains within it the souls of that Rebbe, of that person, all the different people who come and commit and go, share and adopt the vision and the teachings of that Rebbe, they become like parts of that general soul. It's something like the word Rebbe in Hebrew is an acronym. It stands for Rosh B'nei Yisrael, Resh Beis Yud. The Rosh, the head, is the brain, the central nervous system. Now, if you want to go somewhere, you gotta get up and you gotta walk. You gotta use your leg, your brain. You can think, I wanna go somewhere, but you gotta walk. And if you wanna go and give charity, the brain can't give it. You gotta take out a coin, or if you're a good-hearted person.
Don't give them ideas about coins. So, Bitcoins.
Oh boy. So, or you take it out of your hand, you need your hand. But on the other hand, you could have the most athletic body and the most fit person, and God forbid that person can get a stroke, the brain is not connected, then they might even be paralyzed. They'll certainly, it's going to have an effect on the whole body. There needs to be a connection with the head. In other words, a Rebbe is not somebody who vicariously does mitzvahs for me. I've got to look after my own avodas Hashem, my own divine service. That's my responsibility. On the other hand, if I want to be able to access my own potential, then I don't want to be just a cripple or just somebody who's, God forbid, partially paralyzed or weakened or something. For that, you need a healthy connection to the brain. That's Rosh B'nai Yisrael. And that means a Rebbe is not someone else. He is that same body of that same person. And that's what I mean. People have to understand what is a Rebbe and what is not a Rebbe. And how do you connect to a Rebbe? That's what we want to talk about tonight.